Ellie Giacomozzi, welcome to the Fields Well podcast.
Thank you for having me.
It's an honor to have you here. You are the founder, the creator of The Sculpt Room. And The Sculpt Room is probably one of the most beautiful Pilates studios I've ever been to.
Thank you.
And that says a lot because I've done workouts all around the world. I love my fitness classes. And you've created something really special.
Thank you. Thank you. Yeah, I mean, that was, you know, really my inspiration from the start. I wanted to create something that was beautiful, inspirational, made you feel good when you walked in, had good energy. That really was the whole point of the Sculpt Room. I was looking for it, couldn't find it.
Oh, yeah.
So wanted
Incredible.
To create it.
Hey, and you're here with me at Fields Well.
Mm-hmm.
And I had a very similar mission in the coaching space,
yeah.
In the wellness center space, because I believe our environment influences how we think. It
Absolutely.
Influences how we feel, and it influences our energy. So it's so important to look at where are you spending your time and to have a studio where you're really excited to go to.
I can even sense when I'm working, I'm more productive.
Oh, yeah.
I feel like my staff just feels great in the space. It's always clean. Our clients feel great. It's really just a great space to work out. It's beautiful. You come in feeling good, you leave feeling better.
Oh, so, yeah. Oh, I love that. You leave feeling better. So talk to us about your wellness journey. Were you always obsessed with Pilates?
Yeah. No, actually. I think I had tried Pilates once in college, failed at that, didn't stick with it. I played soccer my entire life. So up until college, I was a soccer player. All I knew was cardio, running, sweating. That's all I knew. So high impact, high intensity, always hard on my body. College, I really strayed far away from anything athletic or wellness. I was a partier in college. And then I had my son 4.5 years ago. And that really led me into my health, wellness, well-being journey. I knew that I really wanted to get in great shape. I wanted to feel better. And I couldn't find something that was really sustainable for me until I found Pilates. So that really catapulted my health and wellness journey. I found it to be low impact, low intensity, and just something that I could stick with. It didn't feel like I was burning myself out every single time I worked out.
Oh, yeah.
So that was really what led me to it. And then I stopped drinking 2.5 years ago. So all of that combined just really sparked my love for Pilates, health, wellness, well-being. And I've just stuck with it ever since because of how great it makes you feel.
And now casually you've opened not one, but 2 Pilates studios in San Diego.
I have, yes. 2 in 1 year. And it
two
has-
2 in 1
yes.
year.
Yes.
Go,
yes.
Girl.
It has been a whirlwind. I definitely feel like the mental load of opening 2 studios was a lot this year, but I love a challenge. And I also just saw the void in the market when I opened the Sculpt Room. I wanted a beautiful space in San Diego. I wanted that community feel. I felt like that was lacking. And then also no one had opened a 2-room studio here before, the heated mat and reformer. And I was like, why has no one done that? And I'm going to do that. I just thought that was the best idea because Pilates is such an intimidating exercise. So I thought, well, maybe if someone's tried reformer and they're intimidated to do mat, they can switch back in because they're already comfortable with the studio. Or if they've never tried and the mat is more comfortable with them so they can learn some exercises before popping up onto the reformer. You know, again, same thing. They're comfortable with the studio. They're comfortable with the staff, the instructors, and it's just a very inclusive environment. So that's what I wanted.
I like the way you think.
Yeah, thank you.
I like the way you think. Did you always think of yourself and see yourself as a businesswoman before starting this?
Yes. So I actually owned a marketing agency before I opened the studio. And I'd worked for various digital marketing agencies before. And then I really just... I love working for myself. I love listening to myself. And I just thought that it would be the best thing. I was a single mom. So I needed to do something to build a life for me and my son without waiting for someone else to build it for us. I was like, I have to take action. I have to start the Sculpt Room. And I hit it just right on the head at the start of the Pilates boom.
Incredible.
So, yeah, thank you.
Incredible. Congratulations.
Thank you.
I'm grateful you're here. And now to watch your brand exploding, not only just you opening these two studios, creating a movement, building a community, but also speaking on panels, speaking at events, and podcasting. Really incredible all you can do with a brand and business in 2025 when you go for it.
Yeah, it is.
Were there any limiting beliefs?
Oh my gosh. Yes.
Okay. Let's get into this.
I'm young. I'm 27 years old. I was brand new to the fitness industry. I had just, you know, made sort of a name for myself in San Diego. I had an Instagram, like a fitness Instagram, started, you know, TikToking about it. So started a little bit of a following, got certified in Pilates, and the name, the Sculpt Room, just came to me in the middle of the night. I literally woke up and bought the domain name. Like, and I was like, I don't know when I'm going to do something with it. Like, it could be a year from now. It could be 2 years from now. Who knows what I'll do with it, but it's just the perfect name for a Pilates studio when I want to open a Pilates studio. But yeah, I went through my certification and was brand new to the industry, opened up the Sculpt Room, and got a lot of pushback within the community because I'm new, I'm young.
She can't have it all.
No, no, I can't. And that's what they thought, at
right.
least.
But you're like, watch me.
Yeah. And, yeah. And you know what? That, to me, it only just pushed me to work harder. That's all it did. I was like, okay, well, I'm going to prove everyone wrong. And what I am at the core of it, like, I'm not, you know, Joseph Pilates the second. That's not what I am. I'm an entrepreneur. Like, I'm the business owner, and I'm going to run this ship, and it's going to sail really well.
Wow.
That's what I'm going
to
do.
That's the mindset you have to have. It is going to be a success.
Exactly. And that's what I thought from the start. I was like, this, I have no opportunity to fail. This has to be a success. And that's, you know, I manifested the success of the studio, truly.
Did you always have that mindset? Like, in your life, was that within you from a childhood?
Yes.
Or what do you think?
Yeah, I'm a very optimistic person.
Love. Me too.
When I set my mind to something, that's what's going to happen.
I feel the power of that sitting right here.
One of my friends said that I'm the most decisive person she knows. Like, as soon as I say, okay, I'm going to do that, it's the next day.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I don't sit around and wait. I just take action.
I've gotten the same. Like, when you say you're going to do something, you do it.
That's the entrepreneur mindset. That's what it truly takes to be a successful entrepreneur.
So how long from idea to execution? Like, from idea to doors opening.
Okay, so I think I bought the domain January of 2024. We opened our doors September of 2024. So
same year.
Year. It was really, really fast. After I got certified, I started teaching a little bit. And then I was like, well, let me just look at some spaces. Just check it out, start to learn, you know, some numbers and see what I can do.
Yeah.
I originally was just going to start out with Reformer, but then the idea to do both came to me. And that's when I started looking at some bigger spaces. I found my first location in PB and it was perfect. And I was like, okay, I am doing this. All in.
Yeah.
I, you know, stopped my social media marketing agency and just went all in on the Sculpt Room. So about 8 months.
Incredible. I really believe you just have to go for it.
You do. And if you don't, like, and that's what I tell everyone, if you're at a place in your life where you're questioning your happiness, whether it's a job or a relationship, whatever it may be, just take the action. You know what the route is that you should take. And if you don't, you're just going to be stuck on that same path of like, what if, what if, what if, what could be. And I don't like to take that path.
What an uncomfortable place to be.
Exactly. And a lot of people do live in the uncomfort of the what ifs.
The comfort of it staying the same because the fear of change is so great.
Yeah.
But
exactly.
The opportunity is when you go out of your comfort zone and when you go for it.
Yeah. And you know what? It is completely uncomfortable opening a business and being broke and hoping that it works. There is uncomfort,
but it's also fun.
But it is fun.
Because you're like,
it is
what's going to happen tomorrow?
It's adrenaline.
Yeah, yeah.
It's, you know, working harder. Just make sure that everything's running well. People are paid.
Right.
And clients are loving it. You know, it comes with a lot of challenges as well.
Because you have it's not just you and an assistant. You have a lot of employees.
I do. I have 50 employees
50,
right now.
Yeah. Just 50 employees.
Yes.
Year two.
Yes.
In business.
Yes. It basically is like, it's like I have four studios because I have the I have the mat room in both and I have the reformer room in both. So I need double the instructors because I have double the classes running.
Do both mat studios have infrared?
Yes, we have infrared technology in both.
So let's talk about the difference between the two studios for those who want to learn more about Sculptrum.
Yeah. So with our infrared technology, it doesn't just blow hot air at you, which a lot of studios just use like their heating system to heat the room. The infrared technology is actually mounted infrared heaters. It's good for muscle recovery, detoxification, calorie burning. It's just really good for your body. It does target the tissues a little bit deeper than like a red light therapy. A lot of people think that we have red light therapy, but red light therapy actually targets the top skin layer. But infrared technology goes a little deeper. Obviously, in an infrared sauna, you're going to get a little bit better of an outcome because it's really targeted. You're in a small area, but still with the heaters, it's just great. It feels a lot better than just hot air blowing on you. The heat in the room doesn't feel as stuffy. It heats the body.
Amazing. I went into the Sculpt Room in Solana Beach.
Yes.
And I took the reformer class,
yeah,
which I loved. It was my vibe.
Yeah.
1000%. Can't wait to come back, but I do want to come and try the infrared.
Oh, you have to. It is sweaty and it is good.
Do you find one class does better than the other?
Mat versus reformer?
Yeah.
I think because reformer is newer to group fitness, that, and it's kind of the fad right now, that reformer does better. We're consistently booked more throughout the day with reformer. Mat takes longer to fill those spots.
Okay.
I think it's just because people don't know what they're getting yet. It's harder to switch studios. Whereas reformer, you know, it's a machine, it's equipment. What it seems like they think they're getting more out of the reformer,
okay,
maybe.
Yeah.
Also, not everyone loves the heat.
Right.
And every single class is
heated. I'm a girl, I have long hair.
Yeah.
You know?
Like, you know, yes. It doesn't have to be wash day every day.
Exactly.
Like, you know, I get that completely.
That's why I love a reformer class.
Yeah. So it just takes a little bit longer, I feel like, for the clientele to pick up with the mat classes. Same thing in PB. Now in Solana, we're just building up our mat classes. And in PB, it's, you know, it's great. Classes are packed and people are complaining that they're too packed. And then in Solana,
good problem to have.
Yeah, it is a good problem to have. And, you know, in Solana, yeah, we're just building up the clientele and everyone's learning about the benefits of heated mat Pilates.
Yeah. Talk to us about, you say, community. Mm-hmm. You felt that was missing from the other Pilates studios that you went to.
Yeah.
Talk to us about how you are working to build that within the Sculpt Room and how you want clients to really feel when they're a part of your community.
Yeah. So I think from the start, you know, I moved to San Diego when I was 20. How old am I? 22. So I moved to San Diego when I was 22, picked up after college and came here. Was a new mom. I really didn't have any friends here. And through working out, through my certification, like just meeting people, becoming any part of somewhat of a community, but I didn't find I was getting it through like classes or other studios. So I wanted to build a community of like-minded people at the core of the Sculpt Room. You know, our mission is to improve your health, your wellness, and your well-being. So everything that we do revolves around that. Every single event is curated very specifically to have those core values in mind. So we do have a lot of members only events. That way our members can get to know each other. You know, they've seen each other in passing, but maybe they can get to know each other a little more, take classes together, grab coffee together. Especially with the Solana Beach Studio, which has our cafe, Cafecito, in it.
So cool. There's so a cafe upstairs above the lobby.
Yes.
Yeah.
And, you know, Diane, who owns Cafecito, she is amazing. And she probably has the best coffee I've ever had in my life.
I didn't go. I'm going to go next time.
You have to. Yeah. I really was just very intentional about everything that we do, the events that we curate. I recently brought on one of my best friends who has just started working events for me. And I'm teaching her how exactly how we curate these events, the partners that we brand with,
yeah.
why we partner with these brands. It's all, you know, with that basis of health, wellness, and well-being and community.
The events have been huge for us in building a community.
Oh, yeah.
We love wellness events.
It's so fun, too.
It's so fun. And for me, we did this Fields Well Festival at Fox Point Farms this past July.
Yeah.
And when I looked around the room, I was like, this is so much further beyond me and my wellness journey at this point. This is a whole community with its own like heartbeat and movement.
Yeah.
And where did these people come from? And that's a beautiful thing.
And I see, you know, I see the same people going to all these wellness events around San Diego. And I'm like, what a movement.
Oh, yeah.
You know, this has started across the country, across the world.
It's
very different than how it was 5 years ago, even. It's incredible to see.
I'm grateful that the wellness industry has gone where it has and that we're both.
Yeah.
In it.
Yeah, I know. Me too. I can't picture myself doing anything else.
No.
Like at this point, I'm like, this is exactly where I was supposed to be. Everything led to this.
Do you already see visions for like what's next for you beyond
absolutely.
This?
Yeah. Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, my plan is to grow.
More studios.
Yep. Okay. Continue to expand digitally and physically.
Yeah.
I'd love to be all over the country. That's that's what I'm doing. Like that is my goal. And I love doing this.
Yeah.
I'm taking a little bit of a break after
two studios in one year.
A little bit of a break. And you know, I said that after the first one.
Right.
And that lasted a few months. So we'll see how long that lasts. Yeah, that's the plan. I mean, just continue expanding.
You heard it here first.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You did.
We're holding you. To it.
Okay.
You're also a mom.
I am.
A partner.
Mm-hmm.
A founder.
Yeah.
A friend. How do you find harmony in it all?
Well, you know, balance doesn't exist.
No, I don't. That's why. Balance, you see, that's why I didn't use the word balance.
Yeah, because balance doesn't exist. Harmony is a much better word. And harmony is not always possible either all the time. I think for me, I have many seasons of life. So building out a studio is a really, you know, work heavy season for me. When the studios are running, my employees are amazing and, you know, it can run like a well-oiled machine, which is really important to me that I have procedures in place so that I can do that. So I can be more present with my boyfriend, with my son. I also think that a lot of it comes down to support. My parents are a huge support with my son. My boyfriend is a huge support with my business, with me, with my son. I think that's really, really important. It's just about, you know, setting boundaries and saying when I'm, you know, at this point in my life, this is where I have to be. I can't make it to every social event.
Right.
You know, I can't show up in the same ways that I can all the time.
Yeah.
But I'll show up where like I think it's really important and I'd expect the same thing out of my friends, my family, my boyfriend. And I feel like I have managed that pretty well.
Being intentional with your time and energy.
Yes, exactly. Mm-hmm.
I hear it a lot. There's a lot of female founders in this space and it's really beautiful to see. Many of which are like, I don't know how I balance this with a child or a family.
Yeah.
Would you say you just figure it out?
You just figure it out.
Yeah.
There's no right time for anything. There's no right time to start a business, to have a kid, to get married. There is no right time for anything. It's like, okay, I'm just going to do it.
Right.
You know,
I'm going to do it. I'm going to figure it out.
I'm going to do it. I'm going to figure it out.
Yeah.
And that's how it's going to be. Like, did I think, okay, would I have my mom watching my son Tuesdays and Thursday afternoons for me so that I could run my meetings?
Right.
And then maybe my boyfriend picks him up Tuesday afternoons so I can be working from home. Did I think about that a year and a half ago when I was starting? No. Not at all.
Yeah.
Like you just figure it out along the way. And it works itself out.
Yeah. That's great. A lot of people are perfect time, perfect this, perfect that. It's
yeah.
Like you just figured out you're solution oriented.
Yeah, I am. And that's, you know, what I always say about myself. I'm very solution oriented. As soon as there's a problem, okay, let's find a solution. It's not a problem. Nothing's a problem that can't be fixed.
Right.
You just need to find the solution.
Everything is figure outable.
Yes, everything's figure outable.
So what are some of the things behind the scenes that help you recharge?
Spending intentional time with my son. I feel like a better mom
yeah.
when I spend more time with him, when I put my phone aside, when I put it on Do Not Disturb.
The time away from technology.
Yes.
Huge.
I feel like that's one of the biggest parts for me is like turning my phone on Do Not Disturb, closing my laptop. And like, I you know, hate to say that I get the anxiety when I like put my phone away.
Do you?
But it's real. It is real.
Yeah. I mean, and running two studios of 50 like, employees.
Oh, don't let it burn down. It's on Do Not Disturb.
Yeah.
But, you know, you also have to put your trust into other people that that you've hired, that they will do a good job.
Yeah.
And I do. You know, I hire very competent people for that reason. But yeah, it's really spending time with my son. It's moving my body, whatever that may be in this season of life. It's not working out 6-7 days a week right now. I'm getting back into it.
Yeah.
But it's, you know, things like going for a long walk or even taking a second to sit outside in the sun and read or write or whatever it may be. It's just slowing down for me.
Yeah. Incredible. Question for you.
Yes.
When you had the idea, you saw the gap in the marketplace. Mm-hmm. Here's what I want to create.
Yeah.
Did it all come from your internal vision and mind? Or do you also pull from other sources?
It pretty much all came from me. I don't like to copy anyone else. I like to do my own thing. Honestly, in business, if you see that another company is doing well, why would you not copy their business model? So I don't shame anyone for wanting to copy business models or anything, because that's the smart way to do it. Someone figured it out first and you're just following in their footsteps. But no, it truly came from me. Like what it came down to was I loved Pilates. I loved health and wellness. I ran the numbers. It was going to be really profitable if I did it correctly. And I said, I have to do this.
Incredible.
Yeah.
I love to hear it. I think for me, like, I take people who I'm inspired by and I see what they've done and I use it as proof that that's possible for me too.
Exactly.
And whatever route I take to get there, even if I follow the steps they took, it's going to be my unique expression because I am not them.
Yeah. You can't outdo the doer either. Mm-hmm. If it's your way and it's your vision, no one can replicate that. That's what I've always stuck true to. I don't like to look at and pull from a lot of inspiration because I just want it to be mine and me.
Right.
And I don't want anyone to say that I ever, you know, pulled from anyone else's inspiration. Like everything I've done is just been me.
And then it feels authentically.
It does.
And that's what
it does. And that's the best part about the studio. Yeah. I'm like, this is me.
This is my baby.
This is me. This is my baby. Yeah. No one's done this before.
Right.
My little baby. It's my baby number two and three.
Baby
100%.
Number two. Yeah. Right. So for advice for individuals who are listening, who are blown away by what you've created, who have the desire to start something of their own, but maybe they're afraid to do it. What advice do you have?
You have to take action. What it is.
We say at Fieldswell, you have to send it.
You do have to send it.
Yeah.
And, you know, purpose is and what something could be doesn't mean anything. Mm-hmm. You know, take one step there. Take two steps there.
Yeah.
However closer you can get to what you want to build.
Yeah.
That's what your goal needs to be.
Right.
Just have that beeline to what you want to accomplish and you will accomplish it.
And start today.
Start today.
Right.
Don't start tomorrow.
Right.
There's always tomorrow.
Don't start on New Year's Day.
No.
Start today.
It's the same thing with working out, with reading that book, with hanging out with that friend.
Right.
Like, it's always easier to push it off.
Yeah.
And because there's always something that might come before it. Don't do that. Just start today. Whether that's buying the domain name.
Right.
Whether that's reading a book on the business that you want to start or listening to a podcast or whatever it may be.
Yeah.
You know, take that step. Look at financing. Look at studios. Whatever it is, take that step.
If you want it badly enough, you'll make it happen.
You will. Absolutely.
It's on you. You're the expert on your life.
Yeah.
Let's go.
Yeah, absolutely.
Any final words, anything we didn't cover that you'd like to bring into our chat?
Just want to say thank you to my employees, my instructors. I always, you know, talk about the Sculpt Room and how amazing it is and this brand that we've built. My instructors and my staff are truly at the core of our community. You know, they're the faces that my clients see every day, and they've really done such an incredible job. And that's very important when starting a business, is to hire the right people for your team and who can bring your vision to life when you're not even around. So
it takes a village.
It does.
They're my village. To be grateful for that village and to watch who you are able to attract.
Yeah.
When you fiercely pursue your calling.
Absolutely. They show up for me every single day and they do an amazing job at it. So
incredible.
Well, proud of them.
You're a powerhouse.
Thank you.
I'm so inspired by you.
Thank you for having me on.
I'm grateful to have you on the show. Where can we follow along with your journey, stay connected with you, your events, everything you're doing at Sculpt Room?
Yeah. You can follow the Sculpt Room on Instagram and TikTok, the Sculpt Room Pilates. I don't post very much on my personal stuff, which I need to.
You're here to help you with that.
Yes. But Elise Giacomazzi is my name on all of my platforms. Follow along, sign up. You know, we have emails sent out, post a lot on social media. The power of social media marketing is huge.
Huge.
So yeah, follow along and see what we're up to and see what fun events we have next. We have a teacher training coming up in January. So
amazing.
If this is your spark to get it going, sign up for a teacher training and get it started.
I love that. I know there are big things ahead for you and I can't wait to see all that you do. Thank you.
Thank you.